Welcome to the Whole Truth Broadcast with the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Apostle Anthony J. Patterson is the General Overseer. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org or dial 610-583-2400 or write to P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania 19023. In the United States of America.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you. We pray. after such praise and after such work only.
Yeah.
Again, my message is simple. When you begin to contemplate all of the words said and done today, what shall they accomplish? Wherever they have been said.
Amen.
And if you look in the book and you find that God says something,
hallelujah to God.
Where he said,
unto us.
It has come to you.
Yes. Yes.
What do you think it's going to do when it gets planted in your heart?
Accomplishes. Saves.
Anything that is against what God said will not stand.
Amen.
I don't care how long time is.
That's right.
It will not.
Cannot stand.
Stand against what God has said.
Amen.
And in my proof, because God is going to ask a soul, what have you seen me do?
Amen.
What have you seen me do?
Yes.
You must remember.
Yes.
You must remember all of the blessings that have come down out of heaven on you.
Amen. Yes.
So in my conclusion of this perfected day, I have seen the power of God land on souls they thought they were so far from God because of their doings that he would never, ever touch their souls again.
Thank God.
And the Lord proved them wrong.
Yes.
Yes.
He said, I'll rain on the just.
Yes.
As well as
the unjust. Amen.
He's trying to turn the unjust
to just.
Just.
Amen.
In my deliverance to you, you must prove in your own mind, heart, and soul that man comes from God.
Amen.
Amen.
You got to prove that. Amen. I don't have to prove nothing. This I do.
Amen.
I
want
you to do it on your own side.
Your works will follow.
Amen.
I know what he said to me.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
I'm going to give it to you.
Yes.
Yes.
That's right.
And then when you take it and mix it with your faith, you will find out it came from God.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
I believe your report.
When the Lord came and said, Peter, drop your net. Peter didn't say, let me see your resume.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Peter didn't question him, okay, what's your calling?
Amen.
Amen.
Peter dropped his net.
Amen.
Amen.
He could hear the voice and know it was of God and he
obeyed.
Amen.
Saul on his way to Damascus asked the question, who are you? All I want to know is who are you. That was a question of an Israelite, so I want to know who to worship. Who has stopped me on my journey? Who has entered my heart, my soul, and my mind and caused me to be blind? Who are you? Heaven said,
I'm Jesus.
Jesus. Now try to change his testimony.
Yeah, tell
he told every chance he got.
Yes, he did.
I will walk my way up
to the masses. That's right.
When the word of the Lord has been established, it cannot change.
Amen.
The Lord said, I'm coming for a church.
Yeah.
You think he's not coming?
He's coming.
He's coming. He's coming.
Thank you, Lord.
There was a man whose name was Adonijah. son of the king. And he was the oldest, and he said, it is my lot to be king after my father David is dead. And while David lived, died, Adonijah got up and said, I'm going to be king. So Adonijah killed his father. And he came along, and he had some followers. But somebody who knew something was wrong said, wait a minute. The priest went in unto the king and said, oh king, who did you say was going to reign after you? He said, Solomon's going to reign after you. They said, but Adonijah was already gone. It was Adonijah, right?
No, sir.
What did God declare? Solomon. Is there anything new under the sun?
No, sir.
When the man of God declares unto you what thus saith the Lord, what is your job?
Obey.
If you intend to be God.
Amen.
How do you know the Lord said in the beginning God created the heaven and earth? A man wrote it down.
Amen.
Amen.
I want you to listen to this account that is written in the book of the Kings, and it gives you such a picture that if you are puzzled by anything that lies within this writing, follow the writing.
Amen.
Amen.
Because I can liken it unto today, when there was a man sent from God that said, follow Nehemiah.
Amen.
I don't care who else has come up and said, I'm going to do it. Really? Inquire of the man of God, what did you say?
Amen.
Because the word of the Lord is dropping as the rain. And when the rain drops down and hits the earth, it then distills back. Just like the dew. And what he said down is the only thing that's going to be received is a reverberation or a mirror from what was said and reflect right back what you said.
Amen.
Amen.
Nothing contrary can change the word of God once it hits the earth. It's got to go back to God just like it came down.
Amen.
And when you try to change it, God will note you.
Amen.
And set you aside for a season.
Yeah.
And if you never ever say, forgive me, you will sit there until death breaks.
Amen.
That's the word of the Lord.
Amen.
If Bishop Shelton was to raise up today, who do you think congregation he would walk to?
Right here.
Where's Nehemiah?
He's buying us.
Nehemiah said, Father, I'm resting.
Amen.
He said, well, where's that man that fell at your knees and you said, rise from nothing but a man? Where is he? I'll say, here I am.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
So when the Lord said to me, I will not only bless you, but all them in your company.
Amen.
Is he going to bless them that are not in my company?
Nope.
No, sir.
That's not what he said.
Amen.
The proof of everything is in what did God say.
Amen.
Now, what are you going
to
do? If Peter did not drop those nets, but he did. The rest is history.
Yes.
Paul didn't resist the heavenly vision. He said he didn't.
Amen.
What are you going to do for what God has shown you? risen and his name is replied.
Amen.
Not in the titles given by men. The reason is so much confusion in the world. I was having on my phone this thing popped up from TikTok or Facebook or whatever it was. This one was saying, God is not a ghost. God is not a man. God is not a fire. He's the third person in the head. And I said, you're a liar, a pill. Why do you want to call the Holy Ghost? She said, and he wasn't a dove. Okay. The word said it fell on him like a dove.
Amen.
What do you mean?
The
scripture says it fell like a mighty rushing wind in the upper room. What do you believe?
Word.
And she's contrary to it. So you think the Lord said, oh, come on, baby. I love you.
Nope.
He going to be just like your mama was in the store. Before you went in, she said, now I'm going to this store. And don't you cut up, because if you cut up, mama, cut up with you. And don't you ask her nothing. Don't do nothing. Your mama did it to you. Your mind did it. And we tried. And she tried us.
Amen.
What did I tell you? Obedience is better.
That's
these things you won't know.
Amen.
Put your ears on when you read this account of someone that tried to take the matter of God and God said no to it. You're going to hear how the mother of the king said, I will go in and I will advocate for you and I will see what the king will say after you were wrong. But you were already warned that if your heart is wrong, you shall die. And Adonijah tried to talk. You must pay attention to when King David was told and could not get warm. They found a handmaiden and gave it to make him warm. And when he died, Adonijah asked for her to be married. Why do you want to do that? But listen to what the Jabira did. Find yourself in the book. Is this queen or the Jabira to the king you? That someone will ask you to advocate on their behalf to get God to answer you. And you say, I don't inquire. And listen to the king talk to his mother. I find myself in the book.
Yeah.
Ears on?
Amen.
Alright.
First Kings, verse 7.
Can you hear him?
Yes, sir.
Now King David was old and stricken in years, and they covered him with clothes, but he had nothing. Wherefore a servant said unto him, let there be sought for my lord the king a young virgin, and let her stand before the king, and let her cherish him, and let her lie in my bosom, that my lord the king may be. So they sought for a fair damsel throughout all the coasts of Israel, and found Abishag, a Shunammite, and brought her to the king. The damsel was very fair, and cherished the king, and ministered to him, but the king would not. And Adonijah, the son of Haggai,
they said that he didn't know her, y'all.
Yeah.
He actually hears her. Yeah. No funny stuff.
Keep moving. Why?
All right.
And Adonijah, the son of Haggai,
his Adonijah,
exalted himself, saying, I will be king. And he prepared him chariots and horsemen, and 50 men to come before him.
He looked like he was going big.
And his father had not displeased him at any time, saying, why hast thou done so? And he also was a very goodly man, and his mother bare him after Absalom. And he conferred with Joab, the son of Zeruiah, and with Abathar the priest, and they fought like Adonijah helped him.
He found somebody to help him. City. King said, how am I going to do this? Asher said, man, I can't help you.
And I put down a whole plan. I'm gonna leave y'all, but I'm gonna leave a whole plan. Just follow the plan. I'm gonna be gone.
Amen.
And when he did not go, he go to the gate.
Amen.
And they threw him out.
Amen.
But they found some help. Yeah.
But Zadok the priest and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada and Nathan the prophet,
they didn't call them. Adonijah didn't call the one in reputation of what was right. He didn't want them nowhere around.
And Shimei and Rei and the mighty men which belong to David were not with Adonijah. And Adonijah slew Shi and Asi and Bekel by the stone of Zebulun, which is by Megiddo, and called all his brethren and the king's sons, and all the men of Judah the king's servants. But Nathan the prophet and Benaiah the mighty, and Benaiah and the mighty men, and Solomon his brother called not. Wherefore Nathan spake unto Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon, saying,
Jabir, we all know, yeah. We gotta figure this thing out. Something wrong. Wait, let's figure this thing out. Let's go to the king.
Hast thou not heard that Adonijah, the son of Haggith, doth reign, and David our Lord knoweth it not? Now, therefore, king, let me, I pray thee, give me counsel that thou mayest save thine own life and the life of thy son Solomon.
Let me give you some advice that you can save yourself. Yes.
Go and get thee in unto King David.
Go ask.
And say unto him, it is not thou, my lord, O king, to swear unto thy handmaid, saying, assuredly Solomon, thy son, shall reign after me.
Here's Jabir. She said, didn't you tell me Solomon is going to reign?
And he shall sit upon my throne. Why then doth that measure reign?
Why that measure?
Behold, while thy yet tongue is there with the king, I also will come in after thee and crown thy words. And Bathsheba went in unto the king into the chamber, and the king was very old. And Abishag was from the mighty minister unto the king.
There is a woman to keep him warm. She is now ministering to the king because she loved the king and the kingdom. She will not let anything go against what he has said.
Amen. Bathsheba bowed and did obeisance unto the king. And the king said, what wouldst thou?
What you need, Bathsheba?
And she said unto him, my lord, thou swearest by the Lord thy God unto thy handmaid, saying, assuredly Solomon, thy son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne. And now, behold, that I shall reign. And now, my lord the king, thou knowest it not.
You don't know.
And he hath slain oxen and fat cattle and sheep in abundance, and hath called all the sons of the king, and Abiathar the priest, and Joab the captain of the host, but Solomon thy servant hath he not called.
The rightful one was the man.
And thou, my lord the king, the eyes of all Israel are
I'm with you. I'm with you.
That thou shouldst tell them who shall sit upon the throne of my lord the king after them.
The host of Ahula and Ahula doesn't matter to them because he thing that is the lowest and elevated a
sin. Amen.
And he will change the nature of order to righteousness.
Amen.
When I tell you, he doesn't care. My word. When you stop worrying about your wrong and your right, you're going to be all right with God. Whose job is it to deliver?
God's.
All are yours.
Ahula and Ahula for our holy cities.
Amen.
But their mothers is not something that you would say, oh, that is a holy and righteous. But I tell you, when God get in the mix, you look at it wrong.
Yeah.
He says, then why am I God?
Bad.
If I can't fix
Amen.
You at your lowest hour,
Amen.
If I cannot turn your nature from mortal to immortality,
right.
I will show you a mystery.
Yeah.
Take with you the servants of your Lord and
cause Solomon my son to ride upon the mount of Mule, and bring him down to Zion. And Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet anoint them, their king over Israel, and blow you with the trumpet, and say, God save me, Solomon. Then you shall come up after him.
Then who did the Lord say follow?
Follow.
Who are you going to follow?
Solomon.
Then you shall come up after him, that he may come and sit upon my throne. And he shall be king in my stead. And I have appointed him to be ruler over Israel and over Judah. And Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, answered the king and said, Amen. For the Lord God, and my Lord the king, say so.
What do you say?
Amen.
As the Lord hath done with my Lord the King, even so be he himself, and make his throne greater than the throne of my Lord the King. So Zadok the priest, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and the Sheraphites and the Peleathites went down and caused Solomon to ride upon David's mule and brought him to the army.
Is the righteous man coming now?
And Zadok the priest took him horn out of oil of the tabernacle and anointed Solomon. And they blew the trumpet, and all the people said, God save King Solomon. And all the people came up after him, and the people piped the pipes and rejoiced with great joy, so that the earth rang with the sound. And Adonijah and all the guests that were with them heard it, as they had made an end of eating.
Now that Adonijah has finished his feast, he hears something. What is that noise? It's a righteous sound.
Amen.
Sound the alarm.
Amen.
There comes the
children of the Lord God
Almighty.
Amen.
And when Joab heard the sound of the trumpet, he said, Wherefore is this noise in the city being in uproar? And while he yet spake, behold, Jonathan, the son of Abathar, the priest came. And Adonijah said unto him, Come in, for thou art a valiant man, good things. And Jonathan answered and said to Adonijah, Verily, our Lord King David hath made Solomon king. And the king hath sent with him Zadok the priest, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and the Sheraphites, and the Peleathites, and they have caused him to ride upon the king's mule. And Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet have anointed him king and got in the home, and they come up from and is rejoicing. So that the city rang again. This is the noise that he had heard. And also Solomon sitteth on the throne of the king. And moreover, the king's servants come to bless our Lord King David, saying, God make the name of Solomon better than my name, and make his throne greater than my throne. And the king bowed himself upon the bed. And also thus said the king, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which hath given one to sit on my throne this day, my eyes and seen. And all the guests that were with Adonijah were afraid, and rose up and went every man on his way.
Everybody that was with the wrong one got scared.
Amen.
You don't see that today, do you? It should be.
Amen.
And Adonijah feared because of Solomon.
Adonijah was not afraid. Yes.
And arose and went, and caught hold of the horns of the altar.
If you grab the horn, you're supposed to have faith.
And it was told Solomon, saying,
Solomon,
behold Adonijah.
Adonijah went to the altar, grab him. You are sparing?
Hearing King Solomon, for lo, he hath caught hold on the horns of the altar, saying, Let King Solomon swear unto me today that he
spare my life,
that he will not slay his servant with the sword. And Solomon said, If he will show himself a worthy man,
if you will show yourself worthy,
there shall not a hair of him fall to the earth.
A hair on your head will not fall to the earth. I want to know where your heart is going.
But if wickedness shall be found in him,
if wickedness be found in you,
he shall die.
You shall die. Not go home.
So King Solomon went, and they brought him down from the altar, and he came and bowed himself to King Solomon. And Solomon said unto him, Go to thine house.
Go.
First Kings, first chapter.
Read the second chapter, give him the conclusion of the matter. So
feeling it is. In pursuit of being perfected. What did God say? Solomon. What will the church say?
Solomon.
1 Kings 2 chapter, verses 10 through 25. So David slept with his fathers.
David died.
He was buried in the city of David.
He was buried in the city of David.
In the days that David reigned over Israel for 40 years.
40 years. 7 years.
7 years reigned he in Hebron, and 33 years reigned he in Jerusalem. And sat Solomon upon the throne of David his father, and his kingdom was established greatly. And Adonijah the son of Haggith came to Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon.
Who did he come to? He came to the river. I need you to help me. I need some help from someone that knows the king that I can go to. And they will take my cause together. And listen to the queen, the king's mother.
And she said, come to God peace
with
me. Peace? And he said, peace with me. He said, moreover, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And she said, say on. And he said, thou knowest that the kingdom was mine, and that all Israel set their faces on me.
Mother, you knew it was supposed to be mine.
Yes,
but because you fought it, supposed to be yours, don't make it
yours.
Amen.
Amen.
What did the Lord say? Come on.
That I should reign.
You knew I should have reigned over Israel.
How be it, the kingdom has turned it up, and it's become my brother's. For it was from the Lord, it is from the Lord.
It was his. You got your ear, though?
From the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, come on.
And now I ask one petition of thee.
I ask one petition of
thee. And I mean that. And she said unto him, say on. And he said, speak, I pray thee, unto Solomon the king, for he will not say thee nay.
Solomon won't tell you no.
Then he give thee Abishag the Shunammite to fight.
You know who she is, right?
Yes, sir.
Got the ears on?
Yes, sir.
Get the king on.
She's the one that got the king on. Why do you want her? Now what did Solomon tell him? I'll spare your life if no wickedness is found in your home.
Right.
Okay. Mama got your request. Let's go to the king.
And Bathsheba said, well, I will speak for thee unto the king.
I'll speak for
him. Yeah. Bathsheba therefore went unto King Solomon to speak with him for Adonijah. And the king rose up to meet her and bowed himself unto her and sat down on his throne.
What did the king do in his moment, king?
He bowed to her.
He bowed to her.
Hallelujah.
Is Jabira in the house?
Yes.
Amen.
Are you here?
Yes.
Yes.
And the king rose up to meet her and bowed himself unto her. He sat down on his throne and caused a seat to be set for the king's mother. And she sat on his right hand.
You all didn't miss that, did you?
No, sir.
Right.
Then she said, I desire one small petition of thee, I pray thee, say me not nay.
And the don't tell me no.
And the king said unto her, ask one, my mother, for I will not say thee nay.
Then that's so be it. Ask what you will, mother, I will not say no.
Amen. And she said, that Abishai the Shunammite be given to Adonijah thy brother's wife.
What did the king just say? What, mama?
King Solomon answered and said unto his mother, why dost thou ask Abishai the Shunammite for Adonijah? Ask for him the kingdom also.
Will you give him the kingdom also? What did she minister to? Why would you give something that ministers to the king to him? Mm-hmm. You might as well ask for the kingdom as well, huh?
Ask for him the kingdom also, for he is my elder brother, even for him, and for Abiathar the priest, and for Joab the son of Zeruiah. Then King Solomon swore by the Lord, saying,
Lord,
God do so to me.
No, do so to me.
And more also.
And more also.
If Adonijah had not spoken this word against his own life,
if Adonijah had not opened his own mouth against his own soul, and I'm going to fix it this day.
Now, therefore, as the Lord liveth, which hath established me, and set me on the throne of David my father, and who hath made me a house, as promised, Adonijah shall be put to death this day. King Solomon sent by the hand of Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, and he fell upon him, that he died.
What did the Lord say? Solomon. So no matter what else came, it was Solomon. So the Spirit of the Lord says that the word of the Lord dropped like the rain. And it feels like the dew. And you hear the man of God's voice tell you what thou ought to do to save yourself. Will the word of the Lord accomplish what he sent it out for to you?
Yes.
Amen.
He will not return void.
And the word of the Lord comes to you and say, be ye blessed.
Yes.
In your obedience to every word that you have heard.
Yes.
As the reason that the word of the Lord has had its force with you. That when the word of the Lord came out of the mouth of God, it put you on the present course that you are on.
Amen.
Amen.
When he said, now follow after the thing that I have established. You say, I have found the foundation of this thing, and I'm going to press toward the mark.
Yeah.
That prize, that high call that is in God. What is going to press me there? The course that the word of the Lord shall put me on.
Amen.
Every step toward fulfilling the perfect word that came out of the mouth of God must be done by you.
Amen. Amen.
So I commend in you to God.
Yes.
Thank the Lord.
I will give you in the words of his grace.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
His words are able to build you up.
Amen.
And put your faith so strong that no matter what the world says, you say the word of God will have
free course
with me.
Amen.
The word will set my course.
Amen.
So if it says modest of power, it has set my course.
Amen.
If it says repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, it has set my course.
Amen.
My perfection then is in following the word of the Lord.
Amen.
And I leave this simple word to you, as was done when someone came up and said, I'm going to be king against what God said. Someone was to be.
Amen.
Says, I'm going to inquire the Lord that I know. And accordingly, Jefferson was our to be.
Amen.
When Courtney Jefferson said, here is what the man of God left for the church, and she gave it to us.
Amen.
So whoever told us don't read it, we said we want to
read it.
Amen.
Your course is now set.
Amen.
False doctrine can't be in your home.
Amen.
Believing in God is your door.
Amen.
Denying your heritage is not your course.
Amen.
Before the foundation of the world was ever laid, God had predestined you to be saved.
Amen.
So therefore, let the word of the Lord have
free
force. Let it set your course right.
Amen.
The word of the Lord set the course for Jonah.
Yeah.
But Jonah wanted to be wrong. Those guys on the ship say, somebody God is angry.
Man.
And it had to be that old crazy man in over there asleep, but all of us were. And they grabbed him. They said, what are we going to do with it? They throw his mind God overboard.
Amen.
And the Lord was ready with a fish. When they threw him overboard, here's the purpose of God. My word is established. What did I say?
Man.
Go to Nineveh.
Man.
And the fish received. Jonah went in that dark hell. Stayed there 3 days and
3 nights.
Now he's waiting for his mind to get right and get on course with what God told him to do. And when he remembered God, God spoke to him.
Yes.
God opened his mouth to a fish. Said, let it rise. And the fish went as far as he could go and spit Jonah out of dry land.
Amen.
What do you think he's going to do for you?
Amen.
He will set your course.
Thank the Lord.
And when you let the word of the Lord then have free course with you, you obey
Amen.
Everything written.
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Are you in pursuit of perfection?
Yes.
Amen.
I commend you then to God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I will pray as I did for the sister.
Yeah. Thank God.
That the Lord will correct your path.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Correct your steps.
Yeah.
Free up your word to be right when it comes across your tongue.
Yeah.
That a lie will not proceed out of your
mouth. Amen.
I pray that the Lord will open your eyes to see that he has never left you. No.
Forsaken.
Somebody Amen. Else might let you go and forsake. The Lord said, I'll make sure you will provide for
it. Amen.
He will open the window of heaven for you.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
I ask a soul. Tell me one thing you have seen from the preacher that let you know he's from God. Just one.
Yeah.
If I ask a soul in here,
yes.
Give me one thing I've done.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
world. I believe it.
Yes.
Is there one thing that I have done?
Yes.
That you have seen or heard?
Yes. Thank you.
Listening to the Whole Truth Gospel broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org. Dial 610-583-2400 or write to us at P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America.
Gracias por escuchar al programa Toda Verdad. Iglesia del Señor Jesucristo de la Fe Apostólica. Ven con nosotros porque te haremos bien. Nos pueden visitar en la página web www.theapostolicfaith.org.
Merci d'avoir écouté l'émission de radio de l'Église du Seigneur Jésus-Christ de la Foi Apostolique. Venez avec nous, nous vous ferons du bien. Pour plus d'informations, visitez le site www.lafoiapostolique.org.
Děkuji za poslouchání našeho rádia v pravdě Pana Ježíše Krista o apoštolské víře. Více informací naleznete na adrese theapostolicfaith.org.
If you are listening to this broadcast during the day, then have a good day. If you are listening to this broadcast during the evening hours, have a good night.